Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington, we're in the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Yes.
And, well, you know, it's quite interesting how things pan out sometimes because...
That's right.
Well, yesterday it was supposed to be such a huge announcement from Putin to the UN Security Council as to what was going to be done about this Nord Stream pipeline,
yes.
Right? Because we all know that is considered an act of war,
right,
to the entire world. And so we were really bracing for what all of the response from their allies, from even our own government was expecting him to come and say. And so what an interesting thing that what actually happened was much, much less than a declaration of war. In fact, quite
right,
the opposite. As you all know by now, probably all that was put forth was basically the statement that they wanted an investigation to be done into the article that was written,
yes,
about U.S. involvement as well as Norway's involvement,
right,
and China sided with them in that resolution to the UN Security Council,
right.
And so, you know, we have to just kind of wonder if something didn't change at the last minute, because as we were describing, there were.
That's an
there
act
were,
of war, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. And all over Russia, they had the billboards up that were telling all of their people that Moscow is preparing for tomorrow's historic day. There will be no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, you know, I mean, that's that right there is a statement meaning what we're about to do is going to be earth-shaking.
Right.
You know, this statement is going to be moving forward in a way nobody in the whole world has ever seen, and there's no turning back once we start, right? And so that was kind of what the buildup was, as well as his address to the Federal Assembly, where he is greeted by, there had to be, what, 100,000 or more people in that huge stadium?
Right.
And he was talking to them about Russia is all united. We all stand against the whole way that the West has turned.
Right.
Where he basically condemned our current status as being pro pedophilia, anti family.
Yes.
That he described to them that our government was lying to all of us,
mm-hmm,
and everything that he said was true.
Well, yeah, he's really reinforcing Russia, their resolve to preserve traditional ideals, preserve the family,
right,
to reject the LGBT and transgender agenda, and pushing for nationalism.
Right.
I mean, when the deep state and the Biden regime and all of these World Economic Forum puppets across NATO are pushing for globalism. And, you know, they're drawing a hard line in the sand. And Russia we didn't really know exactly what they were going to do at the UN. But with the strong messaging back home in, you know, Russia, it looked like it would be a lot stronger than just a request for an independent investigation.
Well, and not only that, but the fact that we described that not only did Biden leave the United States in a hurry, but also one of our other command and control planes took off to the west, headed somewhere in, you know, headed somewhere towards the Pacific, right?
Sure.
To where, and those are called doomsday planes, right?
Right.
Where if everything is completely under attack on the ground, at least the head of the government can maintain control and command from the air.
Exactly.
At a different location. And so all of those things were happening, as well as watching what Russia's allies were doing. They were all ramping up their rhetoric.
Yes.
and getting a lot stronger, especially Kim Jong-un's little sister, who is like, if you want us to use the Pacific as our target practice shooting ground, you know, it's all up to the USA. And so all of those responses basically made it look like, okay, we're going forward with the big one, guys, and
right.
and get ready. And so all of those things do not support, okay, we need an investigation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
All of the, I mean, that speech that he gave to the Federal Assembly was more or less like
preparing,
like the William
for,
Wallace speech,
right.
as he's rallying everybody standing there with their long spears, getting ready to face off with the British. You know what I mean? It was like one of those speeches, like where he's pulling everybody together, getting everybody, you know, all on the same page, and
he's making
building
the
up
case.
The solidarity,
yeah.
that here we go, we're about ready to join in all as a nation to go and stomp this horrible enemy, and then it just. Dissipated.
But that stomping, you know, just because it didn't happen yesterday, it's coming, especially as the United Nations, well, and the European Union are telling them, you know, here's the red line. If you cross this line, that means it's on. Well, one of those red lines is China partnering with Russia, which they already said, we're going to do it. We intend to
right.
fully support them.
Right.
And so, you know, they're the West is just pushing for an armed conflict, you know, with this continuous call. Now, so we've got Americans suffering. These people in Palestine, Ohio, have been ignored now for almost 3 weeks. And you've got Biden running off, completely ignoring them, and then instead running off to Ukraine to give them $500 billion, $500 billion.
Right.
And, you know, with more rhetoric there to agitate the situation. So, you know, it's, well, if it didn't get escalated really quickly this week, then praise the Lord for the borrowed time.
No,
because
kidding.
It's going to go there eventually. Yep. It's, you know, two heads, they're going to butt eventually, you know, in a more meaningful way than just, you know, talk and
right.
threats.
And I would have to say that, all of UN and NATO isn't real happy about it. I fully believe that they want a nuclear war so bad because they're depopulationists, you know, that as soon as they can get that to happen, the better off they are, you know.
And, yeah, they see themselves coming out, you know, quashing Russia, getting, you know, a third of the world's population killed in the process, and then them being at the top.
Right.
And it's not going to work out that way for them.
Well,
not for any length of time.
Yeah, exactly. And then what's interesting too is that then the UN Security Council members turn around and slam the Nord Stream attack as an act of just vandalism.
Right.
That the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline has been denounced as just vandalism.
Vandalism. Well, that's when you spray paint somebody's house or you break their windows or, you know, this isn't vandalism. And, you know, Russia went there with actually very strong language. They were saying this is an act of international terrorism.
Right.
And I think that what they're trying to do is exhaust diplomatic measures because, you know, once the UN basically kind of waffles and doesn't come through, then Russia can say, hey, we tried to get the, you know, international community involved. You're not stepping up. You're calling this vandalism when this is international terrorism. And, you know, then, you know, Putin's a very smart and calculating person. And, you know, they're not necessarily just going to just go straight to, you know, bombers and missiles against the West.
Right.
Not right off the bat.
Well, exactly. And so it's just fascinating to see how that was handled. And I had to even wonder if maybe God didn't put his finger on Putin and Putin actually changed his mind at the last minute. You know, who knows if maybe somebody in his council finally maybe put the point forward saying, well, what if they actually didn't? What if they actually didn't do it?
Right.
And then here we've blown them to kingdom come, right? You know, and who knows what exactly happened, but I just know that the buildup did not match the outcome.
Right.
And right. And whether that be God's finger on him, that would probably be the fastest, easiest way is to just have the one man say something different. You know, if you were the Lord and you said, well, I don't have to fix the whole world. I just have to change his heart and say, no, not yet. You
right.
know? And I mean, this is not the time. And so, well, whatever the case is, I'm really happy. I am happy it didn't happen like that. I was fully getting prepared and being ready to take on the David stance, basically, you know, that you know, you run into the battle and get them all over here so that we can line them up and get rid of them, right?
Right. You know? Well, you know, at some point, it's going to come to that. And Scripture tells us that, you know, it's prophesied there's going to be a global war.
Right.
And really, I mean, the entire world is going to be so upended with warfare. That's one of the selling points of the Antichrist that swoons the masses.
Right.
Because he comes in and brings peace, a very temporary peace, but he puts an end to it. He walks in and says, time, and everybody freezes and says, that's the man. That's the man with all the answers, right?
Right.
And so he brings us, you know, a very temporary peace and a, not a contract, a covenant, a treaty with Israel to, you know, to establish peace. So it's got to go that way anyway, and you know, we'll just continue to watch. We're not out of the woods yet.
Well, exactly. And I mean, if you know, this is God's timeline, not anybody else's.
That's right.
And so what is supposed to happen will happen.
Yep.
And what isn't will have no possible way of happening. And so, you know, well,
and trust in him through it all.
Well, exactly. And that's the best part, you know, is that this was clearly an opportunity to you know, more or less see how we all might respond, you
right.
know, that if faced with a war where we're going to actually have to defend ourselves and our nation from our attackers, are we willing to step up to the plate? And we darn well better be willing to step up to the plate, you know,
right.
that, you know, we don't cower when somebody comes to our land, you know, when,
right.
when the challenge comes to us. Sure, our military may be weakened. You know, their whole goal and purpose might be to talk about gender and how many different genders they think there
right.
are. You know, that all may be weak, but the American people are not. There are still 80 million plus Americans that are just armed to the teeth
yeah.
and have been waiting for go, you know?
Yeah, so. And then it's, well, then it comes down to, you know, the opportunity when you deal with all your enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right.
You know, so, well, hey, let's get to the word of the day. We don't want to get too far without touching on that. That's for sure.
Well, that is the best part.
I know. Looking forward
you know,
to it.
Especially when he is our strength and he is our shield, right?
That's
well,
right.
So, okay. So the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Psalm 18, verses 16 through 24. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place, he delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But that whole, all I just would like to encourage you to read all of Psalm 18, because not only does God reward him according to his righteousness, because he doesn't depart from his ways.
You
know,
right.
He walks in his ways, and he loves his statutes and his commandments and his judgments. But then he goes on through the rest of the psalm with how gracious and kind God actually is to him.
Right.
And how his gentleness has made him great. And you wouldn't really consider that attribute as, like, you know, if your father was gentle toward you, but that would make you great. Well, probably because he gives you confidence and builds you up. You know, a gentle manner
right.
builds those up around them, you know. And then 37 through 50, which is the rest of the psalm, is basically all of David's courage summed up in what he does after that. Basically, he's going, I've pursued my enemies and have overtaken them. And then he just keeps going on that,
yes.
You know, all of these impossibilities,
he
takes it. He, you know, he more or less thrashes them, right?
Yes.
you know, they're more or less his stepping stones as he's walking over everybody's backs, you know? And so it's such a great psalm because he gives all the glory to the Lord because the Lord, he sticks close to the Lord, and the Lord is his strength and his shield.
Yes.
And so, gosh, I just want to encourage you all to read all of Psalm 18 at some point today. It just makes you feel wonderful. And which is also why, like yesterday and the day before, we've been talking about, you know, different things about David and keeping the commandments. Like,
right.
Like I am the root of David, you know, like Jesus
yes.
said in Revelation 22 yesterday. And so the manner of David, especially in facing enemies and a possible battle situation, that is to be commended.
Yep, absolutely.
And something to look as a model toward.
Well, especially nowadays, it's so much more applicable to us because we do have enemies rising up against us, against
right.
God's people. And it does feel overwhelming at times. And you know, they are powerful. They're evil. They're cunning. They're powerful, and they are, you know, gunning for Christian conservatives now.
Right.
And they're in that process of, you know, they're beyond marginalization. Now they're demonizing and working on criminalizing people of faith. And so you see those enemies rising up around you. It's easy to become extremely discouraged and disheartened over that. This scripture, like in Psalm 18, is, I love this psalm,
right?
And I love David's heart too, and his whole attitude and his relationship with God in all of this.
Well, right, because here's what happens, and David is the best example of it. When you no longer even view fear as an option because you recognize, oh my gosh, the Lord is magnanimous. He is so scary to the enemy, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, when he gets his wrath going, there's nobody that's going to stand in front of God, right?
That's right.
Not a single person out there. And so once that fear is gone, then it turns in your favor, where courage just ends up being like David in this psalm, I'm going to take down every nation that comes to me.
You
know?
Yes.
I have no limit, you know, and so bring them on. I've got their number already. Bring them here. And I've
right.
already got them slayed. And so, you know, that gives you the opportunity to change your whole outlook
yes.
towards you're the scariest thing those people are ever going to see.
Exactly.
And so, you
when
know,
you
that's,
turn it over to God
that's right.
and you believe in him and you have that relationship with him, that you can be that confident.
That's
Absolutely.
Right. Walk in his ways, and he's sure to back you up.
All right. Well, good one. And that's Psalm 18.
Verses 16 through 24.
16 through 24. Got it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
All right, guys. Hopefully you're encouraged by that. And hopefully you're encouraged by learning more about getting rapture ready, the return of our King. We're just excited about that. And it's coming soon. So if you're not familiar with that, then go to JesusAppears.com, JesusAppears.com, and learn more. And we'll be back with more in segment two right after this. Stick around.
The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected. And America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's the podcast over there with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Hey, if you guys are new or just, you know, learning about the Morning Commute, you can learn more about us and how to listen to our previous shows as well at radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on Listen to RFR. Click on that tab. And also, we're on Telegram for our radio for our Morning Commute listeners. Go to, if you have Telegram, just find us at The Morning Commute. The Morning Commute. That's our Telegram channel.
That's right. And you can also email us if you have a question or a comment, and you can email either of us at themorningcommute7am@gmail.com, and we'll get those and respond back. And so all sorts of different ways that you can connect with us if you like. And we're also looking for sponsors. If we have a few, we have a few spots open for sponsors. If you would be interested in advertising your business, and we'd be happy to work with you. And we've got excellent rates.
That's right.
So some other things to think about.
Absolutely. All right. It is Thrashacommie Thursday, Lady Liberty, and boy, did President Trump do some thrashing
in Ohio?
Oh man, he shows up to crowds.
Yep.
Crowds chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." Which I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, he comes in with truckloads of bottled water and food for these people. They were waving flags, Trump won, and you know, Trump flags, absolutely loving it. And
that's right. Yeah. And his major statement was, "You are not forgotten. We stand with you."
Exactly. Not forgotten by those who matter. Because Biden was over there doing his European Union tour, you know, giving money away that should be going to American citizens and going toward our border defenses and everything else.
Yeah, but East Palestine could have used $500 billion to help all of those residents there.
Right, no kidding. So Trump takes his own money and brings in truckloads of bottled water for these people with the water tainted.
Yep.
This is just awesome. And then the Department of Transportation, what's his name, Buddy Gig or something, and he shows up to make a little appearance because of all the pressure of, you know, ignoring these people for so long. But, you know, here's something else, too. This came out in the Western Journal, Thrashacommie Thursday. This is... The federal government has announced that agents will be shooting cattle from helicopters in the West. Albuquerque, New Mexico local KOB4 said the U.S. Forest Service approved a plan to fly a helicopter over the Gila National Forest in New Mexico in order to hunt unbranded wild cattle that, according to environmentalists, are causing damage to rivers and streams with their mouths and their hooves. So now we're going to be shooting wild cattle from helicopters. What's wrong with rounding them up and putting them on the market?
Exactly.
That's
why on earth would you shoot a very valuable animal?
Yeah, you could put those up on auction. Well, they're wild and they're not. Well, then half price. How's
that? You know what? Most cows are wild. Even though they're out in the pasture, in some farmer's pasture, they're not domesticated. They herd them up in big herds and they shoo them into huge cattle cars. You know, they're not tame. They're not like pets. They're pretty wild. They remain wild their whole entire lives. They're not handled animals.
Exactly. This is the kind of stuff that communists do that just defies any kind of logic. Any kind of sanity
that shows they have no brains. I mean, really, it's the thinking. Do you know how expensive it is to run a helicopter?
Right.
And especially for days on end, shooting cows, for crying out loud. That is, oh my gosh, that is just
that's
so
a government program for you. That's kind of a government program that would have, you know, some type of I don't know. They would have some big event with, you know, $10,000 worth of food, half of which doesn't get eaten, they'll throw it away instead of taking it to a, you know, homeless shelter or a food bank.
All you'd have to do, like you said, is round them up, take them to your local processor. They run, it doesn't matter how wild the cow is, they're going to go through the processor, through the chutes, and bang, they butcher them and off they go. They're good to go.
Hey, why not put out a deal? Look, free cattle. If you guys can round them up and capture them, they're yours.
Exactly.
Then you can brand them and you can put them on the market.
Or just keep them.
Right.
You know, gosh.
Keep them, breed them, whatever, and do something a lot more, you know,
productive,
rational than that. Anyway.
Well, and I've got one last thing. Since this is Thrash a Commie Thursday, Governor Kristi Noem is doing some fantastic commie thrashing of her own.
Wow.
Says here, Kristi Noem said, "We'll make sure our land stays under United States control and that South Dakota's actions against the CCP include bills banning the purchase of land by Chinese affiliated companies." And so she's refusing to allow it in South Dakota. Woohoo!
Yep, make it a felony for even attempting it.
There you go.
I love it. All right, guys, you have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning for Fired Up Friday right here, 7 a.m. Pacific.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash a Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.